Hello and welcome to Guy Perryman Interviews. Our travel companion today is Wednesday, country, grungy, dreamy indie rock band who were in Japan for a live show at Shibuya Club Quattro, Tokyo in March 2024. The conversation took place at Ultra Vibe record label office Shibuya and was first broadcast across Japan on my Inter-FM radio show. Enjoy the journey. It is wonderful to welcome on board four members of Wednesday. Hello.
Hi.
Welcome to Tokyo.
Thank you.
First of all, how are the shows? How's Japan treating you?
Well, we've been on tour since January 17th, so I didn't think I would still be able to enjoy a show this far into a tour, but it was amazing, surpassed all expectations. The audience was incredible and so sweet, and it was probably my favorite show of the tour. Honestly,
really?
It was very special.
What did you love about a Japanese audience?
It was different than anything I've ever experienced, just the patience and attentiveness, but also but not in a judgy way. Like, they weren't judging the music, they were just there to enjoy it and were sending so much positivity our way.
I saw a lot of eyes closed, heads just tilted back, people just fully letting it wash over them in a way that I rarely see.
And you know the audience here just love the music. They want to just, as you said, like really absorb it, I think soak in it too.
Yeah, it felt that way.
Anything about Japan any of you have discovered since you've been here that maybe surprised you, or anything you want to share with the rest of the world for people who have not been here?
The food is better than you could even describe. Like, so many people have told us, but it's unbelievable. And I feel so nourished, and it's amazing.
I guess everybody's always on time.
Yeah. Punctual. Even you guys today, thank you.
So. Oh, yeah, well, we didn't have to go. We're already here.
In this country, 10 minutes early is on time. 10 minutes late is like tomorrow.
So. Yeah.
So. You've done your live shows here, so makes me think about live music. Do you all love performing live? Is that the best place as a musician to be, do you think, on stage?
Definitely the best part of tour. Oh. I love performing live. It's different every night and really unpredictable. Sometimes it can be really hard to be on stage, but it is extremely rewarding to share our music. But I think my favorite process in the whole experience of doing music is writing. I love writing these songs, but being able to share them is an experience special in its own way.
Especially when we're across the world and get to play for really awesome audiences who pay attention and are respectful.
I see a bunch of dates in Europe and summer festivals coming up too. Do you love summer festivals?
I would never go to one.
Really?
Yeah, I don't like, there's one in North Carolina that we love, called Hopscotch, that I would love to go to. But the standing in the heat, I love playing them. Oh. But as a festival goer, I'm just so impressed with the endurance it takes. And the social element is so crazy.
About like 3 days ago, we played a summer festival and it was in Australia. And it was like, It was like 90 degrees on the stage and it was hot and the sun was out and we were sweating like pigs. And it just felt great, I thought.
You loved it.
Yeah.
We've been to some good ones in Australia and New Zealand that kind of like redefined how awesome a festival could be that I would definitely go to.
Yeah.
I like being able to see so many other bands play in like the same vicinity, and also often festivals will be playing for more people than we've ever played for before. Mm-hmm. So that's
I guess you always get a new audience at a festival. Mm-hmm. Right?
That's absolutely true. Yeah. Like, I love playing them. I'm just always so impressed that the crowds are so stoked at these things. Yeah. It's such an undertaking. Mm-hmm. It's awesome. Mm-hmm.
You mentioned writing music. You love the process of writing music. Mm-hmm. What's it like for you, essentially, if you're writing very personal music, for all of us people to read your journals?
I try not to think about it too much, because then I'll overthink. I'm like, do I want to share this? Do I want to share this? I'm more just like, I write whatever I feel like I need to, and I kind of deal with the consequences later. Like, I think I wouldn't put it out if I thought too much, so I usually don't.
I feel like all the noise piled on top kind of helps.
Yeah.
So you can kind of cover your tracks.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Then what about the album, your latest album, Rat Saw God? Is there anything through the album that you wanted to share with the world there?
Not necessarily. It was more for me. The fact that people like it is a great byproduct, but it was more me wanting to document me and my friends and family's lives for myself. And I want these stories about those close to me to exist after we're gone. And I'm glad people like it, but that wasn't necessarily the point.
Oh. You mentioned your family. Going back to the early days for all of you, was there a person or some form of event or something in your lives that triggered your love of music and got you on your musical trajectory?
I had a friend make me a mixtape that kind of changed my life in high school. It had My Bloody Valentine and Cocteau Twins on it, and my life revolved around music from that day forward. I was like, there is nothing more important on this world than whatever this is making me feel.
Cool. I had a piano teacher for a time when I was young. Shout outs Chuck Lichtenberger. He taught me more than piano about music. I started to really glom on to what he had to say about the musical process, I think.
I grew up in a pretty musical household. Seemed like there's always music on. My dad's granddad was a jazz saxophonist who played with like Gene Krupa and Buddy Rich and was a bebop guy. So I guess through that side of the family, there was always just music in the house. I guess when my dad started getting rid of all of his CDs, and I took a lot of them, and I just held on to a lot of them that I thought maybe someday I'll understand and like them. So, and that turned out to really help. I learned a lot of good music that way.
Are you still going through them?
Yeah, I still have some in my childhood bedroom that I haven't gotten to yet, but a lot of them are in my car.
Oh, cool.
I remember a really formative night where I was probably like 9 or 10 and watched like a VH1 top songs of the 90s countdown. And it was like one of those like goofy ones where they have the commentators talk about the songs. But it literally like introduced me to like Beck, Radiohead, Nirvana, Hole, and like all these bands. And it was like pretty life-changing, honestly. Mm.
Which makes me think about the power of music. I speak with everyone about the power of music for each of you again. Have you always turned to music in great moments and in bad moments of your lives?
Yeah, of course. I think it's the best way of communicating directly because it's not only sonic emotion, but you can also do like visual elements. I love music videos, so that can communicate a lot too. And yeah, it's just such a direct way of reaching like every possible emotion you could be feeling because there's so much interpretation that you can make.
Yeah, music is the best. I don't know what else to say. It's always, when I'm alone, I always have music on, just pretty much at all times.
Or making music too, I guess. Yeah. Everyone always says it's therapeutic.
Absolutely, yeah. I was just agreeing.
Cool. I do have to say for my listeners, I used to do a Monday to Friday radio show and hump day, Wednesday, toughest day of the working week. Now we can actually finally say thank you for making Wednesday a bit of a better word and a better thing.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. I love that.
No problem.
Why Wednesday? I have to ask you the question.
Well, that was a good lead into this. I wanted to reclaim a word that is used in the English language so much, and I wanted it to mean something different for certain people that like the band. So like for some people, you say Wednesday, they'll be like, do you mean the band or like the day of the week? And just to make everything so confusing with when we're playing, where we're playing, what day.
Well, when I was told I always had an interview Wednesday, I was like, no, it's Thursday. No, it's Wednesday. Yeah. I was like, no, it's Thursday. It's hard. Got it.
It happens all the time. And it's the best.
And Wednesday, and I love Wednesday Addams too.
Yeah.
So, classic. You know, icon. Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
We're going on a journey. You can have your passport, your credit card, and your mobile device. Is there one other thing in life you must have with you?
Yeah, for me it's headphones to listen to music, or you know. Yeah, that's my answer.
Do you listen to music when you're walking around places too?
Occasionally, but mostly for the amount of traveling we do in the van or on a plane or in an airport, always listening to something.
I love traveling with a book, because when you're out in the world experiencing new or different scenery and people and things, having a book is at once familiar, but it also like can throw some really cool context on what you're experiencing.
What are you reading right now?
Oh, right now I just started an Ursula K. Le Guin book, Left Hand of Darkness. I just cracked into it about 30 pages in. It's awesome so far.
Yeah, I'm going to say the nerdy answer though and say we get a lot of use out of our Nintendo Switches on the road for sure. Yeah.
I'm going to put this in a world where I can literally bring anything. And the one thing I'm so sad I can never travel with is our cat girl at home. We've been away from her for 2 months and I miss her so much. If I could bring her everywhere, I would.
Okay. You can take your cat.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And finally, on your journey, you can have a travel companion, not with these three next to you, but someone else next to you. Who would you love to have a conversation with? Someone from history or someone alive today?
Well, it's got to be my partner who I miss so much at home, Lucia, because I haven't gotten to see her in 2 months.
Why do you love Lucia so much? I want to know why this relationship is so important.
Oh, well, she's so beautiful and she's so sweet and patient with me being gone all the time. Oh. And she's a cute librarian. She's so sweet. Yeah, she's the best.
I will say, so my sister just flew out to meet me out here, and I had a headache before the show last night, and she's an acupuncturist, so she gave me acupressure, and it went away. So she's not only nice and smart and fun to be around, but she can also help me with my ailments.
Taking Larry David?
He's on the brain.
He would make everything. He probably would be a nightmare to travel
with. He'd be really soured.
But
Larry David?
Yeah, he's a comedian from Kirby. Your enthusiasm, and he's a funny guy, and he's probably not that fun to travel with, though.
I'm going to shout out a really good friend of ours, Owen Ashworth. He was the first label person who was ever interested in our music, but when he goes through the world, he's got such a good sense of what to enjoy and why, and he goes to like sites where movies were filmed, and he knows all the really friendly, delicious food spots. And he's a great conversationalist, and he's a total sweetheart, and I would love to take a trip with him sometime.
Yeah, I love that. Can I come too?
Yeah, absolutely. You're invited.
Have a fabulous time for the remainder of your stay here in Tokyo and Japan. Wednesday, thank you for making my Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays even better. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And thank you for joining us today. For more interviews and information, please go to guyperryman.com.